بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد. My respected brothers, we've recited one ayat of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا. This is an ayat from Surah An-Naba, the beginning of the 30th juz or the 30th para of the Holy Quran. In this short ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that when Qiyamah will come, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ, the day on which the horn will be blown. What is the horn? The horn is made of white pearl, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the horn to the angel Israfil alayhi salam. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam is that angel who has been given the horn, and he has been given the responsibility of blowing the horn as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command for blowing the horn will come. The blowing of the horn will herald the coming of the day of Qiyamah. When the horn will be blown, it will be the beginning of Qiyamah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described in the Hadith Sharif that how Israfil alayhi salam, when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the horn between his two lips and his head is bowed down, his neck is bowed down, his head is bowed down, and his ears are listening attentively for that very split second when Allah Ta'ala will issue the command to him to start blowing. So, he is absolutely ready for that specific moment when the hukam and command of Allah Ta'ala will come for the blowing of the horn. There won't be 1 second delay in him carrying out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is asked to blow the horn. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this reality to the sahaba kiram, that this is how close Qiyamah is, that it's just a matter of a second, when the command of Allah will reach the ears of Israfil alayhi salam, and he will carry out the command because the bugle is, or the horn is between his lips. It's not that he has to pick it up and put it to his lips, it's already there. And he stands in this position right through, that he's standing with one leg on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waiting for that moment when the command will come. Sahaba kiram, they found this to be so worrisome that they were all taken aback and they were distressed by this. And they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must we do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, read in abundance, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. So that you can find some consolation in these words, because these are the words of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever a person is experiencing any worry or sorrow or grief or concern, then the moment he starts making zikrullah, he starts making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will lessen that worry and concern of his. If it doesn't go away altogether, it will be much less than before. We find in the Quran Sharif also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many times that do not grieve over the taunts of the disbelievers. وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. And don't let your heart become saddened and grieved and constricted by what they are doing and what they are saying. But in fact, what you should do, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Engage in the tasbih and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do that, that sorrow and anxiety and worry of the heart will go away. So we find that thereafter, when Allah's command will come, Israfil alayhi salam will blow in the horn, and that will be the beginning of the day of Qiyamah. It is also mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that first the people will be busy with their day-to-day work, like how they normally get up in the morning and do their work. Everybody will be busy. Somebody, the carpenters will be busy with their work, the electricians, plumbers, everyone will be doing their work. Businessmen, children, all will be doing their activities. When suddenly they will hear a slight sound, and everybody will focus towards that sound. And little by little, that sound will grow in intensity. It will grow and grow and grow until such a time that it will become totally unbearable for the people. Just to give us a slight example, we know that sometimes when we get the feedback from the mic, and nobody is controlling the sound system at that time, and we get that feedback coming from the mic, that loud sound, then we know how disturbing it is to a person. And especially if we're in salat and we're trying to concentrate and that sound becomes louder and louder, it disturbs a person. Can you imagine if that sound has to last for 5 minutes, what will happen to us? 10 minutes, it will become unbearable. A person won't be able to stay in such a place, he will want to run away. So the sound will grow in intensity until such a time that the hearts and the livers of the people will burst open due to the intensity, and people will fall down dead on the ground. And the sound will continue to grow until buildings will collapse and all the structures will break down due to the intensity of that sound. And such will be the intensity of that sound that eventually the entire alam and the entire universe will be totally destroyed, and it will become annihilated because of the intensity of the sound of the sur of Israfil alayhi salam. And that will be the day of Qiyamah. Now, when everything will be totally destroyed, and there won't be a single thing remaining in this world, there won't be a single thing remaining in this universe, then after a long period of time, Allah knows how long that period of time is going to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then instruct Israfil alayhi salam that, O Israfil, blow the horn again. And when Israfil alayhi salam will blow the horn again, then life will be restored to the people. And they will come back to life now. Everyone, every single person will rise up from his qabr, and every single person will rise up from his grave. And each and everyone will rush towards the plane of resurrection. The first people to arise will be Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people of Jannatul Baqi. On the right hand side of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On his left hand side will be Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And all the people of Baqi, of Medina Sharif, and then the people of Makkah Mukarrama, they will be the first people to go to the Maidan al-Mahshar, and then will come all the other people, the whole of mankind. This is what Allah Ta'ala mentioned in this ayat of the Holy Quran, يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. When it will be blown in the bugle and the horn, then فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا, they will come in big, big groups. There will be groups and groups of people that will come on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, all the people won't come as one single group of mankind and humanity. But mankind and humanity will be divided or separated, broken up into different groups according to their iman or their kufr, and according to their a'mal, they will be broken up into different groups. The disbelievers will be separated from the believers. They will not be allowed to be with the believers on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, we live in a mixed world. Believers and disbelievers all live side by side. But on the day of Qiyamah, there will be a separation of the believers from the disbelievers. And also, the sinners and the transgressors and the wrongdoers will be separated from amongst the believers. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us also in Surah Ar-Rahman, the ayat of the Holy Quran, that day of Qiyamah will be such, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the sinners and transgressors, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ Become separated now. Become apart from the believers. You cannot be with the righteous ones and the salihin. You are the mujrimun, you are the sinners, you are the transgressors, you are the wrongdoers. You have to go on one side, and the true believers and the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain on one side. So various groups will be formed. In one hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that there will be three groups of people on the day of Qiyamah. One group will come riding on animals, and they will be well dressed, and they will be well fed, and this will be the group, the successful group, who will get quick entry into Jannah. Also it is mentioned in one hadith sharif, that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be a group of people, that they will be told before Hisab Kitab and reckoning starts, that you people first go into Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start Hisab Kitab and reckoning, and that will be that group of people that they used to stay up at night, and they used to be engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ that تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ This will be those people who stay up at night and they engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That group will enter into Jannah without reckoning. And then there will be other groups, different groups that will be formed on the day of Qiyamah. The other group, as I mentioned in a hadith sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they will come walking on their feet. They won't have the honor of riding on animals, but they will have to go walking. Today in the world, a person can afford a car, he buys a car, he doesn't have to walk and go to work, he doesn't have to go walking to a certain place, or he doesn't have to jump into a taxi, or he doesn't have to hike for a lift and go somewhere, but he's got his own vehicle, he can move freely wherever he wants. But those who don't have a vehicle, they have to use their feet, and they have to walk around and go wherever they have to go. So on the day of Qiyamah, it will be a similar situation. But there it won't be on the basis of wealth, that who could afford a very expensive car, who could afford the best of vehicles to drive. It will be on the basis of a'mal. Many people who own very expensive cars in this world, because of their a'mal, they will be walking, they will be on their feet. And those who could not afford a car in this world, they will be riding the most beautiful animals on the day of Qiyamah. This is because of the a'mal and the actions and the deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs that there will be different groups. فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجَ One group will be riding, the other group will be walking. And he mentions there will be one group that will be coming on their faces. They will be like an animal, like a worm that moves on the ground, that has to be flat on the ground and move like that. Certain people will come like dragging on their faces. They will have to come on the day of Qiyamah like this. They will not be able to walk like a normal person. And this will be also because of their misdeeds and their wrong actions, that they will be brought like this on the day of Qiyamah, like criminals. in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regard to the various groups that are mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, one narration, and this is a narration of Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that there will be 10 different groups of people that will come on the day of Qiyamah, who will be punished because of the different misdeeds that they committed. They will be brought in different forms. One group will come, and this group will be walking upside down. Their heads will be on the ground, and their legs will be in the air. And it is mentioned that this is that group who dealt in riba, and who dealt in interest. Anyone who deals in riba, and who deals in interest, amongst the various other azabs, there are many other azabs that are mentioned, this will be one azab. The Quran Sharif also makes mention of another azab, and that azab is, they will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, like people who are gone mad. They will be like a person who is afflicted by a jinn. When a person gets afflicted by a jinn, he behaves like a mad person, abnormal. Like that, these people will come on the day of Qiyamah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. So there will be those people who will come like this on the day of Qiyamah. They will be acting like madmen. You will see them, they will be normal people, but they will behave like abnormal people because of riba, and for making permissible riba, and trying to make it halal, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram. Therefore a person must try, he must give up riba, a person must shun riba. If a person is involved in riba, we have to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come out of it. And there are now alternative means available to us, where a person get halal source of income. A person can get halal financing, which is done within the principles of Islamic law. A person must adopt that type of financing instead of going for that which is haram, which is clear-cut prohibited, and riba, for that is a source of great punishment for a person on the day of Qiyamah. Allah give all of us tawfiq to come out of riba. Remember, the more we are going to remain in the riba system, we are strengthening those people who are the enemies of Islam. And then they use that very same money and resources against us and to kill our own people. Then we find, it is mentioned in a Hadith Sharif, amongst the groups, there will be a person who will come on the day of Qiyamah, that he will have a coat that he will be made to wear, and that group will be made to wear a coat of tar. You know the tar in which they tar the roads? They will be made to wear that tar because it will be boiling hot, and this will be a form of azab for them. And this will be that group of people who were people who had arrogance, people who were proud. This will be their punishment on the day of Qiyamah for their arrogance and their pride. It is also mentioned in one Hadith Sharif that a proud person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the form of an ant. That will be his size on the day of Qiyamah. He will be like an ant walking on the ground. Because in the world he thought he was big. He thought he was strong. He thought he was powerful and mighty. So Allah will reduce him to his actual size. And he will be like, they say in English, cut down to size. He will be cut down to his size in the form of an ant. And he will be walking around on the ground like an ant. People will walk over him. People will trample over him. يُحْشَرُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَمْثَالَ الزُّرْءِ أو كما قال عليه السلام, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the mutakabbirun, the proud ones, will be raised on the day of Qiyamah like ants. And people will walk over them because they thought they were great. They thought they were somebody very important, and they assigned, they walked around with airs, and they assigned importance to themselves which they didn't deserve. This will be their punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Allah save us. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always make this dua, Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni sagira wa fi ayuni nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me small in my own eyes, that I must not think I'm great. I must not have any airs about myself. I must have no arrogance or pride about myself. If I have got wealth, what does it mean? Today I got wealth, tomorrow the wealth is gone. We see people who had homes in Gaza, and then the war took place. 40,000 houses have been demolished, my dear. 40,000 houses. Can we imagine what is 40,000 houses, more than 200,000, 300,000 people homeless? Allahu Akbar. Allah have mercy. Allah make it easy for those people. But we can see that a person got a house today, tomorrow he can have no house. So to be proud about these things, to be proud about one's wealth, person got money today, tomorrow he can lose everything. Overnight he can become a pauper. In Burma, when the communists attacked, the Muslims were very, very wealthy. They changed the currency overnight. All those people who had millions at that time, their money became useless. And they had to throw that money away because it had absolutely no value. People who were millionaires, very, very wealthy, they owned so much of property, they had to run for their lives. And many people say on the road, to survive, they had to eat frogs, and they had to eat insects, and they had to eat all kinds of things just to survive. So all that money will not come of any use to a person if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want him to benefit from that money. So we must never be proud about any of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min must always make shukr. If Allah has given him anything, it is from Allah, belongs to Allah. It has been given to us on loan, to use it, not to abuse it, and not to become arrogant and proud about what we have got. How many people we have seen, they had huge, huge empires, and today they are ordinary working class people. All that wealth that accumulated over generations is gone, and they are ordinary working class people. So this is Allah's system. We must never ever be proud of whatever we have, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away. And those who have got this sickness of pride, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they will be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the form of ants on the day of Qiyamah. People will trample over them to show them that you thought you were great, look who you are now. Look at your haqiqat and reality. This is what you are. People are walking over you. You thought you will walk over people in this world, trample on the haq and rights of the people. Now people are going to walk over you. All that hukuk of the people and the rights of people you trample, now you have to pay the price on the day of Qiyamah. So these are some of the cases, the situation, groups that will come on the day of Qiyamah. There are many other such groups that have been mentioned by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But inshallah, on some other occasion, my dear brothers, as we know, that it doesn't mean that now there is a ceasefire in Gaza, so the battle is over, the war is over, and the story is finished. And now we all go back to our normal day-to-day lives, and we forget about the people of Gaza because it's not in the news. That should not be the attitude of a mu'min and believer. Just because it's not in the news doesn't mean the problem is gone. The problem is still there. Look at all the homeless people. Look at all the sick and injured people. Look at all the people who have lost everything. Their homes have been destroyed. Masajids have been destroyed. But alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, iman is such a thing that a mu'min, no matter what he faces in this world, he will be strong. And look at the strength of iman of the people of Gaza. We have to learn from the iman of the people of Gaza. May Allah give us strong iman. Look at the iman of the people of Gaza, my dear brothers. I was reading an article on the internet. They say that there's one masjid in Gaza, and the name of that masjid was also Masjid al-Taqwa. This is our Masjid al-Taqwa. So I felt even more compelled to read that article. There's a Masjid al-Taqwa in Gaza, and the zalims and the enemies, they bombed that masjid, and they destroyed a big part of that masjid. But alhamdulillah, when it was salah time, somehow the muazzin got the mic working, and with the bombed out masjid, they called out the azan. Allahu Akbar. And all the people came for salah in that condition. In that condition, they say the bombings were happening all round, but the musallis came for the salah, and they came to read their salah. They were reading the salah not on carpets like how we are reading. They were reading the salah on the rubble of the masjid, but they made sure they read the salah, and they say, alhamdulillah, the masjids are overflowing in Gaza. Every salah, the people are coming. People said, aren't you afraid of going when all this bombing is taking place? and they said, we have to die. Whether we read our salah, we don't read our salah, we are going to die. Rather we read our salah and die if that is how mort is going to come. Alhamdulillah, they are not afraid of death. They are not afraid of mort. But the salah under all circumstances, the masajid all round. The one place they say their people were downhearted because the whole night they was bombing. But the moment the muazzin called out the azan at the time of Salatul Fajr, the hopes of the people became strong again. And they all rushed for salat. And again, alhamdulillah, the iman was strengthened. My dear brothers, let us ask ourselves this question. Do we have to go to masjid with bombs raining down on our heads? Do we have to go with missiles flying in all directions? Do we have to go with bullets flying in all directions? Do we have to come to masjid? We don't know whether we are going to be alive in the salat, after the salat, before the salat, when we're leaving the salat, or coming to the salat. Alhamdulillah. We don't have that problem. Allah has made it so easy for us. But it is a sign of a weakness of our iman, that despite all this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't still go for our salat. Those brothers are going for their salat under the missiles and bombs. And we, Allah, forgive us, we are so weak that we have got no such problem, yet we will not go for our 5 daily salat. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to wake up, my dear brothers? I want everyone to say, inshallah, that we will now read our 5 times salat, no matter what happens. Inshallah. Everybody say, inshallah. And we'll go to the masjid and we'll read our 5 times salat. And we'll bring salah alive in our homes. When we become strong, inshallah ta'ala, as an ummah, spiritually, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come.
Allah give us tawfiq.